Okay, so we're at the live room again, and it's just coming up to Halloween, and we've got with us the poor nameless boy. But you aren't nameless. You're Joel Henderson.
That's me.
Yeah, and welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome to you. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So yes, you're on your tour. This is. Have you been going? Time been going that long, is it?
No, this is, I mean, we arrived on the 24th, and this is the second show of a 10 show tour.
Yeah, and you're going to 10th of November, and then is it back home?
Yeah, back home, yeah. For a little bit of a break. It's winter back home, so more I hibernate a little bit, and then yes. Come out when it's nice.
Yeah, and is home Regina still in?
Yes, it is.
In Saskatchewan?
Yep.
Yeah. That's Joni Mitchell country, I understand. Yeah. So you've got family there as well, have you?
Yeah, I'm not originally from Regina, but my dad lives there now. My mum is nearby, and my brother lives there as well. So it's home. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. How is that? That I think that's a lot more west than we get a lot of people here from Canada, but it's mainly the East Coast, I think.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's. I noticed there was a lot of East Coast Canadians dipping over to the UK as well as Australia, which doesn't make as much sense. But you know, I think kind of Western Canadians have felt that we've enjoyed Western Canada. We toured a lot. It's kind of our home. But I have gotten opportunities to be able to come abroad, and I'm not afraid of that. It's it's always an adventure. It's always fun.
Yes, I think the other connection is the Celtic fiddles and things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of the stuff, I didn't bring a fiddle player this time, but I do have a violinist who plays for a symphony back home, and she joins me on a lot of different gigs. She plays all the violin on the album. Mm. And so it gives it that little bit of sound as well.
Mm. Okay, tell us who's with you in the band tonight.
So these boys, I've been playing with a number of different arrangements, but for a couple of years I mostly just played with my violin player, and we would go and play duo shows, a lot of really intimate singer-songwriter rooms. Mm. And then I started to play a lot more festivals, and there was kind of a more demand for that. And so these boys were playing in a couple of different bands, as well as a Juno-nominated artist back home named Megan Nash. And so I asked them to play, and they've been kind of with me for a little while now. I got Dana, Darnell, and Tanner. They're all originally from the small town of Swift Current, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, great stuff, yeah. Well, Halloween, we're going up to Halloween. It's only just taken off in the last few years here, really, with all the... And I know America is very big on Halloween. What's it like in Canada?
It's about the same. I think you just start to see an increase of what it all is. People like to get dressed up and go out. Mm. It's more so an occasion, and it's more so for the kids than it is for anything else. Mm. It's become going door to door, getting candy, and having the fun of dressing up. The spookiness, the center of stories, and you know what the depth of that has kind of been lost quite a bit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's getting too much like Christmas.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So, your songwriting, do you write all your own songs?
Yes, I do. I've started to get into more co-writing stuff, but no, it's just the general me by myself writing a song. And I really love songwriting. I believe in the craft. I believe in the art form of it. Mm. I love studying other people. I love seeing what people are doing. A lot of my influences. It's interesting to come into, you know, a room like this and see show posters of people, of artists who I really admire, who have been here and played before. So that's always a treat.
Mm. Yeah, and then the other thing on that is recording, I suppose.
Do you
enjoy that? Is that a trial?
I do. That's a whole new ball game too, because I can hear the songs in my head, and then. And then it's just about a relaying, trying to get the feel and trying to get the emotion of the track that we want. But I've been lucky. I've been able to work with some amazing artists, specifically a couple of guys from Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, and the Prairies as well. They've been on the road and toured for a long time, and they're just guys that I think they just really understand what I mean. When I start to say things, it's like, it's very easy trial and error. There was one guy I said, this is kind of what I'm going for, something with this vibe. I said, give me something like this. And he said, like this. And we tried it. And I said, no. And he said, like this. And I said, yep. And I was looking for a very unique thing, and he nailed it on track two. So,
yeah, great things. And so, when you've written your song, then do you it gets altered? Does it when you're with the band? Or?
Yeah, it does. A lot of I really believe in the storytelling element. I like taking people kind of on that journey. But when you have, it's almost like I get to let go a little bit, because you can let the drums speak, and you can let the feel of the song speak in a different way. You don't want to lose, like, the one lesson that I've seen from other people is that you just don't want to lose that storytelling element too. You don't want to lose the lines amidst the sound. It's got to be, the message is what hits home in the heart, and the music is what makes you feel it. And, I believe in that. So these guys they have a great touch.
Yeah, good. And is it just two CDs that you've had? Activity, Book, and Bravery.
I do have brand new EP that I put out in the spring called Wake Up Call, and so it's a 6-song one. And I do have a very, very, very old one that only exists online now. That was back in the days where I had to be convinced to record them. He said, "You should come record," and I said, "I don't want to." And then we did, and I think maybe 50 copies were made of that, and I have a couple at home, and never made any more.
Yeah. So is there another one you're thinking of doing?
There will always be more. I took a kind of a break from writing in the springtime. I got back into it in the summer, and just been able to, I think, just hearing a different voice and hearing a different wind and feel. There's been kind of a more mellow, more romantic tone come out of me, and that's not a thing that I normally experience. So that's probably what the next batch will look like.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Do you do you write whilst you're on tour, or is it something that you have to do at home, you know, in seclusion?
Not to completion. I'm constantly writing down thoughts. I usually have a notepad in my front right pocket. Or my back left pocket that I carry around with me. I call it my smoke break. Because especially in Canada, people will leave mid-conversation and be like, just a second, I'm going to go outside and have a smoke. And it's social to do that. And it's like you can just take 3 to 5 minutes and go be by yourself. And so I do that, but with writing. So if I'm just sensing like, oh, here's a moment, I'll just like, just a second, and I'll go outside and just write down what I'm thinking and write down whatever if something comes to me. And it's how I kind of keep writing constantly.
Right. Sounds good. Are you looking forward to tonight then?
Home has become my the stage as well. I really love being there and feeling the reaction, because to me it's a giant conversation between the people. It's hard to manage everybody, but it's we just want to make sure that, you know, we're lively and we're having a good time and people are able to feel the music and to engage with it, to let it affect them, and then to give back. And tonight should be wonderful. Every indication says that tonight's going to be wonderful.
Well, we consider ourselves a very, very good listening audience. And we're looking forward to listening to you tonight.
Wonderful.
So thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.